John Cooper is a senior project manager with ABO Wind Canada Limited. He joins us on the line this morning. John, thank you very much for joining us. A new project is coming to the Smoky River region and the Peace region that is a wind project, it sounds like. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I please, John, just get your comments on what the project is about.
Of course, yeah. So this project, this proposed Smoky River Wind Project, is a 160-megawatt wind energy project that's proposed roughly 20 kilometers north of the town of Falaire. The project will consist of up to 27 turbines and will connect to the 130-kilovolt transmission line that runs to the west along Highway 2 there. The environmental studies we've conducted were conducted in 2022, and we anticipate submitting for permitting for this project in later this year, September of this year.
Why this location?
Yeah, there's several reasons why we're interested in developing a project in this area. The strong resource, wind speeds, favorable connection to existing transmission lines with grid capacity. You know, when we spoke to people in the area, there's interested landowners that would like to host infrastructure, wind turbine infrastructure on their property. And yeah, all in all, a generally favorable area for wind energy development as we continue to see the industry grow in Alberta.
You've got an open house coming up on Wednesday, April the 5th in Falaire. How much feedback do you think you will get from this open house?
Yeah, I think when we first host an open house in the region, you know, it's in a sense hard to tell how many people we expect to come. I would probably expect in the neighborhood of 50 to 100 participants to show up to the open house. What we're really looking for in these open houses is stakeholder and community feedback on the project and the layout. So, you know, feedback from the community, maybe there's a road that they use that they know fills up with water in the summer or something like that, you know, and to avoid that area or just different comments from the community. If we can take those comments into consideration into our design of the project, we will, of course, do that.
Has collaboration been brought forward by local government officials, i.e. Regional as well as the towns of Falaire, Nampa, and in the surrounding areas?
Yeah, so ABO Wind has engaged with the MD of Smoky River to discuss the development of this project and ensure that it aligns with all the local bylaws. And we'll continue to consult with the MD throughout the project development. We've also worked closely with the local economic development representative of the Smoky River region in order to help maximize the local benefits and make sure we're aligned with our development schedule.
You mentioned here, John, that you've done environmental studies on this. Have you also collaborated with some of the agricultural organizations like Sarda Ag Research, maybe the Lesser Slave Watershed Council, et cetera? Have you been in communication with them as well?
At this point, we haven't been in direct communication with them. Although through our development process and our consultation process, we'll engage, you know, all local stakeholders that have an interest in the project in the area.
John, as mentioned, the open house is Wednesday, April the 5th in Falaire. When that happens and after that happens, what are ABO's next steps?
Yeah, so once we receive comments from the community, of course, like I mentioned, if we can incorporate some of the comments into our design, we'll do that, optimize based off of those comments. The next steps from there is we'll submit the layout and footprint to Alberta Environment and Protected Areas, and then they'll review the application, and then once we receive feedback from them, we'll submit to the AUC in Q3, Q4 of this year. And the AUC is responsible for regulating all power plants in Alberta.
How much excitement is with ABO with the potential of this project, especially in this area that is going to have a brand new project, it sounds like, in the area?
Oh, we're very excited. You know, we We've been developing in Alberta for 5 years, and this is a new region for us. But we think there's great opportunity, and the people we've spoken to so far have been very excited for the project to be in the area.
John Cooper is the Senior Project Manager of ABO Wind Canada Limited. John, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Keith.